Hi, this is David Howard Thornton, but you might know me as Art the Clown from the movie Terrifier, and you're listening to the Night of the Living Dreads podcast. Kill you later.
That don't get you fucking pumped up, right?
Woo!
Oh, yeah!
My God, what?
Almost makes me wanna worship the devil.
That's right, Night of the Living Dreads podcast. That's what we are right here. Episode 89, I am Otis B. Dreads. We have Don Black, a.k.a. Chiller. We have Jacko Monkey. We have Mrs. Dreads here. It's almost like a little round table kind of thing that we have here. We're going to be talking about some devil worshiping, the satanic panic of the 80s and going into the... The fucking 90s. I'm not sure what I've said yet. I know. Oh. It's coming. Oh, Jesus. Man. He's happy. He's, you know, Don is happy that, you know, we got, you know, new, you know, sounds on the sound pad here in the insane asylum. This is one that he's very happy about.
My dog even barked.
God damn.
So,
if that don't tickle your funny bone, I don't know what will.
Let's have some slapstick shenanigans.
Funny bone, goddamn.
Oh shit.
Alright, here we go. Night of Living Dreads podcast. God damn.
Can't even get through the intro.
Again, we're talking about the satanic panic here in the 80s. If you are new to the podcast, don't forget to check out nightoflivingdreads.com, Night of the Living Dreads over on Facebook. We have a page. We have a group. The group is where all the good medication is handed out in a very generous fashion. Not so much over there on the page. come check us out over there on both. And you can also listen to the podcast here on Spotify and Stitcher, as well as over there at nightoflivingdreads.com. So we're talking about, I don't even know, you know, actually I'm going to hand it over to Jacko Monkey because he's the one that kind of came up with this. I was like, okay, all right, well, do we have like a topic for this? He was like, how about this? And you brought up the satanic panic of the 80s.
Yeah.
And I remember that starting with the, you know, D&D and whatnot. So why don't you give us a little intro on this, my friend?
Well, I mean, it was just like a lot of how, you know, I started thinking about it. I was like, well, you know, I mean, they kind of demonized, you know, I remember demonizing Harry Potter and shit here a while back, you know, like, oh, don't let your kids read Harry Potter. It's sorcery, it's witchcraft.
Like black magic.
And yeah. And then I started thinking, I was like, wait a minute. They were saying,
get your hand off my wall. About,
hell yeah. Don't ride my broom like that.
My broom.
God damn. But yeah, I remember them doing the same shit with Dungeons and Dragons in the fucking 80s. So I was like, wait a minute. And then, yeah, sure enough, yeah, a lot of people were saying that, it's gateways to Satan, and the spells are real spells that'll your children will give their souls to the devil.
I sell propane, course, and propane tanks.
Devil worshiper.
I tell you what.
How dare you call me that?
Bobby?
I love the Lord. Yeah, man. Yeah, it's just like fucking, it was just like everything else out, you know, it was a fucking witch hunt, you know, it was one other thing to try and put it, you know, try something else to blame. But what was fucking crazy too, another thing with the D&D, is there was a few different things actually that ended up tying into it. But in the early 80s, there was this kid that was in, I think it was Michigan University, that ended up going missing. Right. Where it was him and some of his friends went to go actually, you know, real life role play down in these tunnels underneath the fucking campus.
Now wouldn't they playing D&D down there, but they were doing it in kind of a very different atmosphere, or was it a completely different game altogether?
See, that's what I don't know. That's what I was trying to fucking. I don't think anybody knows.
Yeah, I was under the impression anyway that they were playing D&D down there, almost to give kind of this weird, you know, fucking vibe, this weird
eerie kind of vibe,
eerie atmosphere, you know, kind of deal.
Right.
And, you know, because that, and, you know, they kept saying, oh, these kids are taking it too far. So, and then they kind of, hung their hat on this case. So go ahead with this one, because this is an interesting one. I cannot remember the young man's name, but,
I can't for the life of me.
Elijah. Oh, God.
his family ended up having an investigator, come and check everything out, because I'm pretty sure, I think if I'm not mistaken, they were from Texas.
Right.
But he had his family had this investigator go up to Michigan to go and check everything out. And that's like, you know, he found maps of all this other shit, and it looked like it was all on a like a board, but it was done with a thumbtacks.
Mm-hmm. Oh, like, yeah, and it kind of created like a
map.
Right.
And it looked kind of like it was part of the underground tunnels that were down there underneath the university. And they ended up finding the kid ended up coming out from the tunnels apparently, like a month later.
Right.
They couldn't find him, you know, nothing. And then shortly after, the kid committed suicide.
Yeah. Strange.
That sounded like a WWE Extreme Rules match.
Good Lord.
And in this corner.
With thumbtacks.
Slam at some bitch. but yeah, it's fucking crazy, like. And then, of course, they were saying that, oh, well, it was a satanic cult that, you know, kidnapped the kid and then had him underneath, you know, down in the
held him
tunnels.
Captive. Okay.
Right.
That's one of the theories, but nobody knows, actually, right? Nobody really knows whether he was down there on his own free will, you know, exploring the depths of hell, or, you know, he was captured and held down there and, you know, had to deal with, you know, fucking black magic and all this bullshit, you know, and they put a spell on him. So as soon as he left the fucking cave, bam, he goes and hangs himself or kills himself or whatever. Okay, so those are your two fucking options. I'm going to ask you, Mrs. Dreads, what do you think out of those two options is, because those are the only two likely options of this, you know, scenario. What do you think it is?
I
You have no idea. You're like, fuck that kid, right?
No, I really don't know a whole lot about them.
Well, there you go. Either do I. So there you go. That's what happens. This kid likes D&D, goes into a fucking cave. He comes out a week later. Nobody could find him. He's down there amongst the devils and comes out, you know, however long later, kills himself. All right, there you go. That's it. End of story. I mean, what the fuck?
No.
What?
A dragon captured him.
A dragon.
Yeah, I do.
There we go. Fucking dragon, Jody.
There you go.
There's goddamn dragons involved now.
Yeah. Makes sense. Dungeons and dragons. He was underground under the dragon kidnapped.
Wow.
Maybe he was puffing with the dragon. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you. He did it
backwards. That's what he did when he saw the dragon.
Yeah, he shit himself big time.
Yeah, I do.
All right, so.
Now I'm pooping my britches. Shit.
Don't piss my bridge.
Maybe it was like Mario and Princess Peach and the dragon, you know, come across
maybe
the bridge.
Shit, maybe.
Yeah.
But see, here's my thing, too. It like, what I think it was it was some sort of fucking college, like, fucking, like, hazing, bullying kind of deal. And that's what it was that they, and that's how they had him fucking down there. And either something really fucked up happened and he just couldn't take it and then killed himself afterwards.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and nobody knows. Like I said, and you know, like, and that's the fucking sad part. Like, it's one of those mysteries right there.
Right. And I think what you just stated was a pretty logical explanation about what happened. Okay, you have a hazing where they take you down in this cave, almost like a secret society. They take you down there, and, you know, maybe they did make him do some really embarrassing fucking things that he knew walking out of that cave that all of these other people know about it. And, you know, are going to know about if he had to do anything that was really vulgar or, you know, demeaning to him. You know, and he just couldn't live with the fact. Maybe he had to suck a dick. You know?
Maybe they
filmed
it. Right.
God.
Is that what they're calling it now?
Is that what? Right. Is that what they call it down in Kentucky? Riding the dragon.
Ride the goat.
Ride the goat. Good Lord.
It's a magical.
I'm not entirely sure what year it was. It was within the 80s, late 80s. Remember Judas Priest? They fell under the fucking gun. When, you know, a young man, apparently, you know, I don't know if he killed himself, fucking hung himself, whatever.
He shot himself in the face and, like, blew part of his face off.
Right. And the parents went on this, you know, fucking, you know, crusade against heavy metal. Because it was said that heavy metal and horror, okay, those two together were like bringing, you know, it was like opening up. No, not metal and whores. Metal and horror.
Horror. Okay. Okay, right. I'm glad you emphasized on that.
I know, right. You got excited. I had to put a halt to that shit real quick. No, metal and horror movies and the horror genre. That was some kind of, like, you know, welcoming committee to Satan.
Yeah.
You know?
It was the gateway to the devil.
Gateway to the devil. That damn metal music, that heavy metal, hard rock music invading our young kids' Christian ears. turning them into little devils and causing them to kill themselves.
Friday the 13th movies.
It was all blown out of proportion, and now they say
burn them.
The kids now need to use their imagination, and they just didn't understand it back then that it was just it was a educational tool to get people to think.
You talking about D&D?
Right, D&D.
Because I want to get into that. I don't know which one of you guys, because I probably have the least amount of experience with D&D, Dungeons and Dragons, if you're not familiar with that, you know. I don't know who wants to start, because this was the one, you know, thing, this game that was really, I mean, just, it blew up because of the Christian fundamentalists and the churches and all and organizations banding together to try and you know, say...
And ban it.
It actually made it three times, you know, bigger. Actually, Jack-O-Monkey, why don't you go in with this? Did you ever play, you know, Dungeons & Dragons and, you know, at what length? And tell us a little bit about that.
I didn't really play it too much as a kid. I played like a similar version to it though. It's called Dungeon. Now that I'm older and know a lot more about tabletop games and role playing games, which I'm really into those too. It's a derivative of that. But anyways, it's totally. Whenever it started, it was a guy named Gary Gygax, and he was, you know, just really into tabletop wargaming and fantasy, and that's what he did. I mean, he sort of based it off of a little bit of, you know, real life, you know, real fiction. But I mean, the stuff at the very beginning, it wasn't nearly like the shit that's out there now.
Right, right.
It was completely different. It was a lot more like, I don't know, like we would see as like Conan the Barbarian, or, you know, something more along the lines of that, you know. But he started it off there. I mean, and that's what it was. But and then, like we were saying, that like all these families, these Christians, were demonizing it, so, because they didn't understand it, you know, basically. Right. Is what it amounted to.
Yeah.
But it's, oh, well, it's the devil's work. And then, of course, like you were saying, whenever they, because it started in, and I believe it started in 79, is when D&D first started. And, I first started playing D&D, I think 2 years ago is when I first started playing. And I'm actually what they call a dungeon master. Like, so I come up with the whole scenario and the, you know, what happens and everything.
Right, right.
But you're responsible for the tyranny, son.
I mean, pretty much. But like you were saying. It's like you were saying, it's one of those things to make you think, you know, it's critical thinking, imagination, like hell, even math skills. That was another main reason why we were wanting to get it to help out with my daughter's math skills, and also with her critical thinking and imagination and that sort of stuff.
Right.
It worked. But anyway, back to getting sidetracked here, back to the point, like you were saying, after it started getting demonized by all these Christians in I think it's 82 83, their sales, like you were saying, like fucking more than quadrupled.
Oh yeah,
like,
yeah, it was through the fucking roof. Right.
Yeah, because people were like, oh well what's so bad about it, you know what I mean? Some people were intrigued, or some people were just completely put off and just wanted to get it so that they could, I guess, learn how to combat it. But that's the thing. It did exactly what, you know, they wanted it to do. I mean, it soared in popularity, and people ended up eventually fucking realizing it was what it was. But
yeah. I was probably about, I don't know, maybe 11, 12, and some kids brought, you know, their you know, their books out and everything, and it was the weirdest. I was like, wait a minute, this is a game? This looks like fucking homework. You know, this it's a game because you have a, you know, 864 sided fucking dice. You know what I mean? I mean, no, this looks like fucking work right here, man. And oh, now I gotta think. What?
It's exactly, yeah. See,
I didn't get into it, man. It wasn't visual enough right. for me. I was a visual kind of kid.
I turned into Bigfoot.
You gotcha, fucking would, gotcha. Right?
I hit people with trees.
That's what I do for fun.
That's it.
But yeah, and like you were saying too, like that one guy, his parents, you know, saying that horror movies and metal was just like in, you know, a gateway into Satanism,
right.
Yeah, it was like a Roger Ebert with his hatred for Friday the 13th movies.
Yeah, yeah.
Like any time they would come out, he would just like obliterate them. Like he would, oh my god, this piece of trash, and this, there's no point for this movie being out.
It was all demonizing women and, you know, what.
It's unfair to people. It's giving them bad ideas.
Jody, did you think that it was, you know, just a hatred towards women, you know, when you watch Friday the 13th and things like that? No. You didn't feel like society was holding you down as a woman? They couldn't hear you roar like, I am woman, hear me roar? They couldn't. Society couldn't hear you roar.
What year did that come out? What
is it?
In the 80s. Well, 1980, I think, was when Friday the 13th, the first one, came out.
I was like 3 years
old. Yeah. See? Right. So, yeah, they were holding you down. They put you in a box, man. They said, you're going to do this.
You're under suppression.
Right. You're going to do this, little Jody, and we're going to make sure you don't say nothing that we don't want you to say.
Shh, shh, shh. You're censored.
That's right.
You're dead. Oh shit!
So go ahead,
and
bro.
Then back with that, you know, with the metal and well, hell, a lot of music in general.
No heavy metal. It started, metal.
You know, people, you know, it started. Oh well, we need censors on this music, and yeah, hell yeah, fucking ain't right. and that's whenever all that shit started to go, you know, the parental advisory explicit lyrics, you know, they started ended up coming in with all that shit too, and yeah, the whole thing was just fucking bullshit to me, man. Like, it's like, of course, why do you need a warning on, I mean, come on now, it's, man, fucking music,
man.
D. Snyder of Twisted Sister
went
in front of the censorship board. Yes. Yeah, yeah. The censorship board.
Yeah. That shit was badass. Mm.
And he is a freaking genius, that man is.
Yes, he is.
I wouldn't go that fucking far.
Good. No, he is. He is actually smart.
Yeah, you can suck his dick if you want. I'm not. I mean, I'm just saying.
No. I'm just explaining.
We're not going to take it, but I mean, genius, not really.
But he is smart, you know. And thanks to D. Snyder, listen.
Right.
Thanks to D. Snyder, you're able to listen to your Rob Zombie.
Mm.
You're able to listen to your Marilyn Manson. Because they were willing to ban all these artists. And there would be no rock and roll. There would be no explicit lyric records.
D. Snyder's people are here with us.
But you have to. But it's you supportive. Have to agree. You have to
it
agree.
No, all right, shut up. All right, Sorry, not you, the fucking ignorant ass fucking decent night of fucking
what did I do?
But, right, so I have no idea what's this podcast about? Old time cars and Dee Snider.
God damn!
It's sabotage.
Oh,
that's the Beast Boys.
No, it could be.
It's Beast Boys. It's Dungeons and Dragons. So, it's Beastly.
So Satan. All right. I'm gonna get.
Hell, Satan.
Oh Jesus! I'm gonna get deep here. You ready? I'm gonna get fucking deep here. All right, and I'm gonna start with Mrs. Dredd.
What?
All right. How do you think this all fucking started? Okay, because it seemed to reach like a peak level. At the height of this anti-metal, anti-horror, Satan's everywhere, infesting our fucking kids and shit. Why do you think it started then?
Something had to have happened.
What happened? I was born in 72. My social security number has 666 in the middle of it. That's fucking true.
There were also a lot of the you also had Richard Ramirez.
Right.
He was blowing the fuck up around that time too.
Bada bing.
So you got that. And then do what? Stairway to Heaven.
Stairway.
Yeah, remember all that stuff where like you play it back
going to heaven.
Satan. It was a thing back then.
Say you ain't going to heaven.
Listen to it backwards. Yeah, yeah.
Peace messages.
AC/DC, alternate current, direct current. They can't say it's Christ's devil's child.
Right, but after Christ's devil's child.
They actually joked about that.
Did they really?
Yeah,
no, the devil is like, nothing to joke about, sir. Director.
It's not.
Sir.
It's, what?
Sir.
Sir.
Whatever.
Sir.
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 Oh, the hounds of hell. Sir. I heard him. This is going all over the place. Me.
This is going nowhere.
It's going nowhere. We're on a train ride.
It's like rubber. It's spinning in wheels.
I mean, yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah, there were all those different daycares and shit, too, that were also popping up that were saying that, like, all these kids were.
The only one that had his head. The only one then really had
all
his,
the kids were.
I'm the one fucking this show up. And he's the only one that tried to save it. And he's like, and then there was these kids and like,
eh. And then that was it.
And then done.
And then there was the guy.
Oh, there he is.
There he
and
is.
Then there was. They saved the day.
Right, no, the daycares, man. Yeah, the daycares. All the different, sexual abuse, child abuse, all that shit going on.
Yeah, and there was different ones, too. There was one in Florida, and then there was one here in Texas. And all the kids, they were saying that they were part of some kind of a satanic cult thing, and they were getting their blood drawn, and they were sexually abused and part of different like satanic rituals and this and that. And then come to find out, it was all fucking bullshit.
Right.
You know, like 20 years later, these people are exonerated, proved of, there's no, never mind.
I'm going to give any of the conspiracy theorists listeners that we have right here, I'm probably going to make their fucking head explode right now. Okay.
Oh,
and,
shit.
And where I used to live in Bel Air, Maryland, I right up the street, there was a little daycare that had been there for, fucking years. As long as I remember, I used to have to walk past it to get to the library. And
was it as, was it there as long as Dunkin' Donuts?
Well, I do not know, sir.
See?
Right across, right before you got to this, you know, if you're driving up from, you know, where I lived, and right before you got to this daycare, there was a little side street. Well, that side street actually took you to my elementary school. But as soon as you make that right-hand turn into the side street, right there to your right was a Masonic temple.
We ain't even gonna
see what I'm saying right now. I just want to throw that out there for any, you know, the listeners that are conspiracy theorists and, you know, want to chomp on that for a minute. Throw that little shit in your nugget. Hold on. And there was, I think it was called Bo Peep daycare. There was, you know, a big deal about them. I guess they got nabbed for fucking, you know, child abuse and some shit like that. I don't know. I mean, they didn't find none in the little temple across the street down in their basement or nothing, you know.
Well, Jesus Christ.
At least they didn't look that far, maybe. I don't know. We won't get into that. So we have Satan, okay? We have Satan infesting music. Satan is infesting, you know, your fucking, you know, TV, everything is Satan, blah, blah, everything is bad is Satan, everything is good is woo. All right. I mean,
now
how do you even combat that? How do you even fight that? You know what I mean?
Lightsaber. D. Snyder.
With a lightsaber.
D. Snyder with a lightsaber.
God damn.
That's how you do it.
Right.
Dressed in drag.
With Chuck Norris is backup.
Chuck
Norris. Oh, shit. Lone Wolf McQuaid.
Oh,
he's gotta have the pantyhose on.
Hey, fuck that. Hey, fuck that. No, we're getting Cobra. We're getting Stallone. We're getting Cobra.
Oh,
he's the only one that can fight these. He's the only one that can fight these Satanists.
Cobra. You mean G.I. Joe?
No, 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 not that one. No.
Oh, wrong one.
The movie Cobra. Come on, that was the one where he was locked down in the grocery store, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-huh. Oh, bro, no.
The movie's fucking badass.
I wouldn't go badass. I mean,
oh, hell yeah.
Hell no.
Classic 80.
You know what? Speaking of movies, man, and we'll get back to our topic at hand, whatever that might be at this point. But
hail Satan, the 80s evil.
Hail Satan. Speaking of Satan, we have our good friend Dominic. We otherwise known as Dom, coming back on the show next week. We're going to go to the movies and we're going to review some movies for you guys. We got a lot of movies this time. So, you know, we got myself. I'm going to pick one. Mrs. Dredds, Jackal Monkey, Mr. Black. And then we have Dom.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is that it?
Let's all go to the movies. Let's all go to the movies.
Let's all go to the movies where we can hang ourselves later because the movies are terrible.
God damn. All
right.
Hey, I'm gonna try to pick one that's not so shitty, all right?
well the fun part is picking one that you've never seen before. You know what I mean? Like, just be experimental. And you kind of commit right from the get-go. You're like, okay, this looks good, but this could be shit, you know? And be like, I'm committing to it regardless. That's how I picked a lot of my movies.
Russian roulette.
Right, yeah.
Otis. Jackal, I don't want to be experimental.
No.
I should have thought about that before you took that probe up the anus.
What, he picked the priest?
Yeah, he picked the priest. What year did that come out, Don?
I want to say early 2000.
Well, okay, all right. Well, we'll look it up. Okay, we'll check it out.
I can give you a little synopsis, but
go ahead. Yeah. Give us an overview without telling any, you know, plot secrets or giving anything away. Just, you know, just an overview of what this is about, the priest.
Futuristic a new world order, priests killing vampires. That's it. That's all I'm getting.
Okay, I had so much shit going through my head right there, man. I have no idea.
And it's very interesting.
Oh, shit.
It does. It sounds like a goofy ass movie.
Futuristic.
It's futuristic. Right. New World Order type deal.
New World Order apocalyptic.
The man's a priest. He's been excommunicated, but he goes on a hunt for a vampire, and there's a plot to all this connected to it. And then it's not revealed until towards the end of the book.
I'll be a son of a bitch.
It's neat. It's pretty cool.
Is it? All right. Well,
it's kind of like a Marvel slash.
Do you say Marvel? Mm-hmm. Really?
Yeah. To me, it's more like a.
Not a Marvel.
Like
guy.
Blade or like.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, maybe I could deal with something like Blade.
Yeah. It's
have you ever
like
seen
Blade.
A Jackalmonkey? Have you ever seen this movie?
I haven't seen Priest. Like, at first, I was thinking about that movie, fucking Legion.
Mm.
Legion.
But no, it was pretty. It was pretty fucking crazy. But yeah, I haven't seen Priest.
Yeah, it's like a mixture. Okay, it's a holy dude, which I guess you could say
holy
is the guy
dude.
Like in Reed.
Well, you know, we're still on
with all the guns and stuff. Meets Blade.
Yeah, we know that. We're talking about it a little bit.
It's like Legion meets Blade.
Okay.
Gotcha. Jody wanted to remind us that we are still doing a podcast.
Oh, shit.
No, it's okay.
I have not hit the stop button. I was just letting y'all go because I quite honestly ran out of shit 20 minutes in.
Well, we could sum up the 80s. A lot of people didn't understand it. A lot of the Christians, they deemed it as everything was evil.
Yeah, Judas Priest and put on trial, and you know them looked at
video or early video games, everything, and they tried to stop it. And
it literature, comic books.
Yeah, it didn't amount to anything.
Just like me.
God.
You're an idiot.
You are somebody.
Yeah, an idiot.
We love you.
I don't know whose body, but I got some bodies.
Okay.
I saw him behind the dumpster. Yeah, I got some bodies. He was back there and I saw him.
Good
I
Lord.
Saw him back there. He was sucking the cat.
This went down the toilet before we even fired the mics up, I think.
Yeah, straight down the shitter.
Oh man.
Straight down the shitter.
And we are not politically correct, nor
this is what happens when you go into a show unprepared.
Are we censored?
Probably some of our best shows, actually.
We might be after a while.
Yeah, man. Fucking God.
So Satan in the 80s. Why did Satan like the 80s so fucking much? Why did he just come out then? Why what, Christian fundamentalists didn't think that Satan was around in the 70s or the 60s? Or is that was
exactly.
who was running
because,
the Beatles?
Because there wasn't cocaine. There wasn't cocaine or AIDS in the 80s.
Right.
So, I mean, my little freak.
You got doo-wop Satan, like, dim, 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 Satan.
See, I mean, it just don't work.
I mean,
it don't work.
Everybody knows you got to have Satan in a salmon-colored suit, you know, snorting rails of coke.
I don't know. I just know I
Where
was there.
Where is this Satan that you speak of? I have a question for him. Asking for a friend.
I was watching Friday the 13th. I
Shut
there
your
for
mouth.
I wasn't there for the horror.
You weren't there for the horrors? Jesus, Jody, I'm sorry. I'm sorry. Mrs. Dredge is just, I think her ears are bleeding right now.
Jody's like, oh.
Like, why? Why did I do this?
Why? Why?
Why?
I ask myself every day that question. Why? Why?
That's the first thing I say when I wake up, but my eyes. Oh, here we go. Why?
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 Why am I doing this again?
Yeah,
why
right.
am
I doing
it? It's a repeat. Groundhog Day.
So, all right. Oh, yeah. So, I mean, we see that, you know, the Satan shit. See, I'm still trying to tell you, stay on topic, and I hope the listeners, you know, really appreciate the effort I'm putting into this. So Satan's kind of loose.
Yes, my child.
Oh, God.
Satan coming. That's our Satan alarm. When Satan's near, you'll hear.
Oh, God, stop doing that.
That's when you know Satan's
no
near.
Fear.
Oh, my God.
Super Satan.
That's our warning. That's our bat signal.
Satan's near. Satan's near.
It sounds like one of those boats, you know?
Yeah, damn.
All right. If this isn't the worst podcast ever, it's absolutely the funniest. No, maybe not. Maybe not.
Get out of the water. Out of the water.
Out of the water. Fire's coming. The fire's coming. Out of the water. Mayday,
too many Satan's in the water.
Mayday, mayday. Exactly. No. Blood curdling scurry.
This is almost pointless at this point, eh?
I gave myself a headache.
Me too.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. So, all right. So, Satan. Satan, about late 80s, early 90s, figures, hey, I'm kind of getting old. You know, I'm losing my touch. You know, don't really have it with the ladies like I used to. I mean, he just kind of, like, goes underground.
Like midlife
see what
crisis.
I did there? Satan goes underground. Right, midlife crisis. Satan goes underground. See what I did there? Yeah.
Boats and hoes.
Oh, hounds of hell! There they are. So I mean, is that all we can come away with? I mean, of this little shit show that we just called the, you know, Satanic Panic. I think we talked about that for about 10 minutes out of the almost 50 we've been. What?
I said a few times it's put me into a panic.
This was. In fact, I'm going to name this episode the Satanic Panic Attack.
Yeah.
This show went to shit.
It's shit show, right? But you know what? Just like the old timers, man. You know they clean a toilet and be fucking proud of cleaning that toilet. You know we'll do a shitty show, and you know we're proud of the shit show.
Goddamn right.
I know because it's not very often we can do anything better.
That's and break.
Preparation.
Preparation H?
No. Prepare.
H.
Depends.
I don't know if you need them.
No, it depends.
I don't know.
I mean, that depends on you.
Oh, dear Lord.
Gotta have preparation, though.
Well, I don't know. I guess we have nothing left to add to this, do we?
We didn't have anything to add to it. 45 minutes ago.
I know. Where we start? 44 minutes in. We start. We started with nothing to add into this. We just thought, hey, this would be a good time to sit here and babble at each other about absolutely nothing. Pretend we have a topic. God damn. There's the Hounds of Hell. So, you know, I guess thanks. Thanks, Don. Thanks,
you forgot Jack and Monkey. You forgot. Lights on, lights off.
Thank you.
You forgot Kiss.
Jody Kiss.
I don't even want to be part of this.
Remember that? Do y'all remember that?
No.
Remember what?
You don't remember they were calling it Knights and Satan's Service.
Yeah.
Not what? Oh yeah, yeah. No, yeah. I do remember Kiss. That. Yeah, what? Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Right. Kiss Knights and Satan's Service or some shit like that.
Yeah,
I thought that was in the '70s.
Yeah, it could be. They were weird then too, you know. But that was a cool time.
Yeah.
But I mean, they did play up in
either
the
way. Either way.
Are they still playing now?
Who? Kiss?
Yeah.
Just thinking Satan? About 20 years, our kids are going to be saying the same shit about us.
What?
The shit we got ourselves into.
Possibly. I mean, I'm not even going to lie. It probably is going to be true. And then they're going to be envious. Like, man, we could have never done that. Because now we have to walk around with masks and we can only go outside, you know, twice a day.
What was it when Haley and them went to Australia?
Because it's 1984.
When Haley and them went to Australia, they shut off the electric or something.
Oh yeah,
something at a certain time.
Right, it's fucking weird, man.
I think they rationed their water too.
Oh god.
The fuck?
Yeah, because my daughter went there on vacation.
Yeah. On a good note, hope you know if there's any Aussies, you know, fucking listening, you know, Mrs. Dredge don't really hate.
No, not at all.
Aussies.
And it might have just been the resort that Haley and them were staying at.
Wink, wink.
No, seriously, it could have been something with them.
No, all right. Thanks again, guys.
Oh, yeah, hell yeah.
Man, yeah, no problem. I got a plug, though.
Okay, plug it up. Like your butthole.
D&J Vapors. They're my sponsors.
Okay.
Sponsor Chiller the Clown. I've got to throw them in there.
Bam.
And go get some vape juice from D&J Vapors. Horse Cave. Hit me up if you want some vape juice.
There you go. Get your juice on.
Get your juice on.
Like OJ.
For hell?
It's a wizard. It's wizard blend.
Oh, God.
It's devil.
All right.
Dungeons and Dragons.
It's the fucking devil juice.
D&D juice.
DJ Dungeon Juice. Dragon
DJ juice. DJ Dungeon Juice. I can't even say it.
I don't even think he knows what he's saying.
DJ
Vapor Dungeon Juice.
Dungeon Juice Vapor.
He's just adding words.
Fucking dungeon juice, but
piss.
Right. Dungeon piss. Good night.